Hello and welcome to Beyond the Back Page on New FM with myself, Patrick Donoghue. The Olympics kick off on Friday with high hopes that Ireland will bring some medals home from Tokyo. A lot of attention will focus on the sport of rowing. At the last Olympics in 2016, brothers Gary and Paul O'Donovan from the Skibbereen Rowing Club won silver medals for Ireland. Remarkably, six rowers from the Skibbereen Club will compete for Ireland at the Olympics. My guest on the show today is Kieran McCarthy, sports editor with the Southern Star paper in Cork and author of Something in the Water, which takes a look at the remarkable success of the Skibbereen Rowing Club. So Kieran's going to chat to us about the prospects of the Irish rowers and more specifically the Skibbereen based rowers. And I'm delighted to say that Kieran is joining me on the line. Kieran, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Patrick.
So, Kieran, it's really, really remarkable, given that the Irish, it's a strong team of 13 going to this Olympics, and six of them are from Skibbereen, and with Dominic Casey as well, the coach there, also. There must be great excitement and real pride in Skibbereen at the moment, given how much of an influence this Skibbereen Rowing Club has on this Irish Olympic team.
Oh, 100%. The excitement is really starting to build now because the rowing gets underway on Friday morning. And like I mentioned there, there's 13 Irish rowers gone out to the Tokyo Olympics. And it's a record six boats. That six Irish boats are competing across the various disciplines once the rowing gets underway on Friday. And there's, of course, like you mentioned, Patrick, a large Skibbereen contingent in there. And the hope is that there are medal contenders in there too, which is absolutely brilliant. Like in Skibbereen at the moment, excitement is building. We're taken back to 5 years ago in 2016 when Gary and Paul O'Donovan stole the hearts of not alone the nation but the world when they won Ireland's first ever Olympic rowing medals. And that was very much a break the glass ceiling moment for Irish rowing, because up to 2016 in Rio, Irish rowers had never ever medaled at an Olympics before. But Gary and Paul, these two Skibbereen men, they showed that it is possible. And now we're 5 years on. We've six boats out in Tokyo as we speak, and we have some serious medal contenders in there.
And which is remarkable as well, I think, is the competitiveness. People will remember the O'Donovan's last time. They were so jovial. I think they won over the nation. But did that two O'Donovan brother combination is broken up this time. It's the Fintan McCarthy's there this time, but it just from reading some articles you've written about the qualification process, it's remarkable how competitive just to get them places on the Olympics. And it was a lot of Skibbereen athletes that were competing to get them two places.
Oh, that's exactly it. When you're talking about that men's lightweight double, and that's the boat that Gary and Paul O'Donovan won that Olympic silver back in 2016, the process for that was there's two seats on the boat available, and it was down to four rowers, and there was two sets of brothers from the one parish outside Skibbereen. So you had Gary and Paul O'Donovan, and then you twin brothers Jake and Fintan McCarthy. So two sets of brothers from the one parish, the four rowers from the same club competing for two seats in an Olympic-bound boat. And they were coached by a Skibbereen man, then Dominic Casey, who was rowing Ireland's lightweight coach. So it's a phenomenal story, this Irish lightweight men's double. And in 2019, Fintan McCarthy ousted Gary out of the boat. So for the last 2 years, it's been Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan in that boat. And they have been dominant. They've won world gold, European gold. They won a World Cup regatta earlier this year. They're dominating this category, and they carry medal hopes going into Tokyo, and they're in action in the early hours of Saturday morning. That's when their heat gets underway. So it's very much a Skibbereen West Cork boat that will take to the water in Tokyo.
And they're the people that are talking heavily tipping them. They're seen as favourites to win gold. What do you think? They are in a strong position. Paul, of course, won silver the last Olympics, but do you think there is a real, real possibility that he'll go one better and win gold in this Olympics?
Oh, we've our fingers crossed, our toes crossed. We've Novena said the hope is that Paul and Fintan can go all the way. You just never know. When it comes to rowing, it depends on the day, it depends on the conditions. There's some other really good crews out there, like the Italians and the Germans and the Norwegians. So even though Paul and Fintan, like I said, they have been dominant in their last three international regattas, they've won gold. But not alone that, they've won every race in all those three regattas. So I think their competitors are looking around saying, Jesus, what do we have to do to beat these two Skibbereen boys in that Irish boat? But once it gets to the Olympics, Patrick, we just don't know what's going to happen. Like, the hope is, we're all hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, like I said, that they can go all the way. They do carry big medal hopes, and they start their adventure in the early hours of Saturday morning. And if it all goes well, and we hope it does, the Men's A Lightweight final is on the early hours of next Thursday morning. So we could have a couple of very late nights coming up.
It's on at kind of unsociable hours, but we will work with it, because there's real prospects, and it's so exciting, I think, this Olympics, because we have so many Irish competitors competing. And we have another remarkable story. Is we've talked about Dominic Casey there. His daughter is competing as well at the Olympics, at the Olympics IFA. That's another incredible story, isn't it?
100%. Like, that's a rowing mad family. There's Dominic and his wife Eleanor. Eleanor rowed as well with Skibbereen Rowing Club, and we know Dominic has been the World Rowing Coach of the Year, and he's had so much success with both Skibbereen and with Ireland. And Dominic and Eleanor's four kids, they've all rowed as well. And Aoife now, she's just 22 years of age. She's the youngest of the rowing Olympians in Tokyo. She's in the lightweight women's double with Margaret Cremin from Lee Rowing Club in Cork City, and they've done remarkably well to get to Tokyo. At the start of the year, they hadn't qualified the boat. They were seen as outsiders. And I suppose what we thought is that Paris in 2024, those games were a more realistic target for Aoife and Megs. But they proved us all wrong. They went to the final Olympic qualification regatta in Lucerne in May, and they took the third and final spot at the Olympics that was up for grabs. And they have momentum behind them now going into these Tokyo games. They're also in action very early on Saturday morning with their heat. So the hope is that they'll get to an A-B semi-final early next week, and anything can happen then. But I think they're ahead of schedule. Like I said, we were looking at the Paris 2024 Olympics for them to be, what, then 25, really kind of further developed as rowers. But they're here in Tokyo, and they didn't travel just to make up the numbers.
And the wider Irish team, the rowing team, Sunita, another Cork woman, it's incredible. It's more or less a Cork team at this Olympics. She stands a great chance as well.
She does, yes. Sunita is in the women's single, so she's in the kind of the heavyweight, the open category. And Sunita is a two-time world champion before, so she's another big medal contender here. She's proved herself to be the best in the world in 2019. So the hopes are that she'll go quite far as well. And she's actually the first Team Ireland athlete into action, and that's in the early hours of Friday morning. And then we're talking about, there's the men's double as well, Patrick, which is quite an exciting boat. There's a Ronan Byrne and Philip Doyle, a Cork athlete and a Belfast athlete, have combined here. And back at the 2019 World Senior Championships, they won silver, and that's what qualified them for the Games. So they're another boat that has a real medal chance here. And if we look back to World Rowing Cup 2 in Lucerne back in May, they finished second there behind the Chinese crew that won the title back in 2019. So Ronan and Philip are right in the mix as well. So it's hugely exciting that you've all these different Irish boats that have medal chances going to Tokyo. And I haven't even mentioned the women's four, which includes another Skibbereen rower, Emily Hegarty. And this women's four is also another outside chance of hopefully getting to the final. And if they get to the final, then, well, anything can happen.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. And you document in your book, Something in the Water, about the Skibbereen Rowing Club. You go back to the 70s when it all started up. But it just looks like it's not going to end. It just seems to be a conveyor belt of talent. And even at other events, international events and even national events, it looks like this Skibbereen story is going to keep going.
Oh, 100%. At the World Under 23 Championships a couple of weeks ago, another young Skibbereen rower, Finn O'Reilly, won a silver medal there as part of an Irish men's quad. So he's one of the young guns on the way up. And if you look at the rowing club over the last number of years, there's a great tradition there of following. Like, you aspire to be what's gone before you. And if you look back to 2016, when Gary and Paul they shot the prominence, but they were following in the footsteps of three other Skibbereen Olympic rowers. There was Eugene Coakley, who gone to two games and he got to the A final at Athens in 04. Kimmy Harnady went to the Olympics, and you also had Eugene Coakley, who went to the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. So the club now has this history and tradition of their athletes getting to the biggest sporting show in the world. So that inspires the younger guns, because they can see what's possible, because they're training in the same boats, on the same river, following the same program, they're inside the same gym, lifting the same weights, and they can actually physically see that these local people, the likes of Gary and Paul, and even all the Olympians now, that they have followed the same footsteps and they've gone to the very, very top of the ladder. So it makes it very realistic and for everyone, when you can actually see someone you know, a neighbour, going to the Olympics and winning an Olympic medal. So, like I said, your strong tradition there. The conveyor belt is strong, and there's more chapters in the Skibbereen rowing story to come.
Yeah, will there be a sequel to the book that you wrote in 2019? I know it was nominated for a Sports Book of the Year. Will there be an extra few chapters added, hopefully, after this Olympics?
We'll have to see how things play out over the next couple of weeks, but it's the story that keeps on giving. Like I said, the Skibbereen Rowers have just enjoyed tremendous success over the last number of years. They're the most successful rowing club in the country, and I'd even go so far to say they're one of the greatest sports clubs in the country. I think that this small little club that's nestled just outside Skibbereen town, that it's producing so many world-class, international, elite-class sports men and women. It's just incredible. And there's lessons here for all different sports as well, Patrick, because it's very much a community effort in Skibbereen. There's volunteers there, there's coaches that give up their time. And this whole community pulls together, and the end result is this incredible club with incredible sports people doing incredible things.
Yeah, and I just think Dominic Casey is just such a fascinating person. And I know when I was reading the book, the portrayal is he's very, very quiet. He doesn't talk himself up. But I love, I was listening to a podcast you did recently with the Southern Star, and you talk about the medals board as you enter the club. It's and Dominic also he had a message when on the board about Gary O'Donovan and Paul O'Donovan, if you want to follow them. So it's really, really kind of, he seems to be an inspiring person, and it is great for the youngsters, the young rowers, that they have role models, as you say.
That's exactly it. And long before Team Sky over in British Cycling kind of termed kind of phrase marginal gains, Dominic was all about that. You go back to the early 90s when he started to become a coach, he was always looking for that 1%, 2% here and there. And he's a great man for psychology too. And you mentioned there that championship board. When you walk into Skibbereen Rowing Club, there's this huge board. It's the Wall of Champions that adorns the far over wall. And on that board is the name of every rower that's won a a national championship title for the club. So that's from 1976 up to present day. And like Dominic says, it inspires everyone who walks in to become a skib rower. They want to get their name up on that board. They want their name to go beside Gary and Paul and Eugene Coakley and Denise Walsh and Orla Hayes. So it's all these little psychology bits that just keeps the rowers on their toes. And he's an incredible man. He's absolutely incredible. It's no coincidence that when he became Irish lightweight rowing coach back in 2016, that Irish rowing has just rocketed since. He's overseen some tremendous success. So many world titles, European titles, World Cup medals, and of course those 2016 Olympic silver medals as well. And Dominic's not finished yet. He's an insatiable appetite for rowing. People probably don't realise that before he became a coach, he was a really, really top sculler himself. He won 8 national titles during the 1980s, and he was actually quite unlucky not to go to a couple of world championships. So he's a man who thinks about rowing 24/7. And as we speak now, he's over in Tokyo and he's plotting the route to success for all the lightweight boats. So just want to wish Dominic and all the Irish rowers the very, very best of luck.
Yeah, and before I let you go, Kieran, you the name of the book is Something in the Water, but just in general, I might switch to athletics. There just seems to be something in the water in West Cork. We know in Cork, where so many great athletes have competed in Olympics down through the years. But they also qualifying is Phil Healy, and she's competing at three events. So she's a great talent as well.
Oh, like, we're so lucky here in West Cork. Anyone from West Cork will tell you, Patrick, that there's a very definite difference between being from West Cork and from Cork.
Right.
Everyone from West Cork, they're so proud of where they're from. It's an incredible part of the world. And Phil Healy, like you said, she's such a terrific ambassador for West Cork.
Mm.
She'll become the first Irish woman ever to compete in three events at the same Olympics. So that's a piece of history for Ireland's fastest woman. So Phil is going to run in the 200 metres, the 400 metres and the 4x400 metre mixed relay team. She's Ireland's fastest ever woman. She's the 100 metre record holder. She's a trailblazer. Like, she's raised the bar for Irish women sprinting over the last couple of years. She was the first Irish woman ever to run under 23 seconds for the 200 metres. Like I said, she set 100 metre records, 200 metre records. She's paving the way for a generation of Irish women sprinters to come through. So we're so proud of what Phil has achieved, and like I said, she's a terrific ambassador for West Cork, and she lives up in Waterford at the moment. She studied a master's in WIT, and she does a lot of her training there. And I was chatting to her housemates who aren't from West Cork, and they reliably informed me that Phil goes through the fridge in the house in Waterford pointing out the different products that are from West Cork.
Wow.
That shows you how proud she is of her roots. So
yeah.
She's another terrific role model from the area.
Yeah. Listen, Kieran, it's been really great to talk to you. I know you're busy with your sports editor with the Southern Star, and I know you have an Olympic, if people are interested, that hits the shelves tomorrow. I assume it's available online, so you have a bumper Olympic special in tomorrow's paper.
Cheers, Patrick. Thanks for that. Yeah, we've a 24-page Olympic special, and I'm so proud of what we've come up with here. I think it's focusing obviously on our Skibbereen rowers and Phil Healy, and it's the best content we've ever produced since my time at becoming sports editor. So the Southern Star, it's available online or as an e-paper, and we do delivery as well. And also, if people just want to get a look at what goes on behind the scenes of Skibbereen Rowing Club, I spent the morning with them lately, and we have a lovely video on our website called The Big Story Inside Ireland's Greatest Rowing Club, where I chatted to Denise Walsh, who's a former world finalist herself, just to share a couple of secrets and just to take people behind the curtains and show what this club is about. And I think your listeners would be quite surprised to see how almost basic this club is, and what the weights they use and the gym room, but then what they produce is just phenomenal. So there's plenty on the Southern Star. It's keeping me quite busy these weeks, so, which is always a good campaign to have.
Yeah, and it was great to get your thoughts, and thanks a million for your time. And anyone's interested, Kieran's book, Something in the Water, it was nominated 2 years ago in the Sports Book of the Year Awards, is also available in all good bookshops. And hopefully, Kieran, we might be there might be a few more chapters added after the Olympics in Tokyo. Listen, Kieran, thanks a million for your time. Enjoy the Olympics, and hopefully there'll be loads and loads of positive stories in your papers over the next few weeks, telling about the exploits of the Skibbereen and the West Cork contingent.
Touch wood, hopefully there will be. Thanks for having me on, Patrick. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks again, Kieran. Great to talk to you.